So when it comes out, it's a very special year that we find ourselves in right now. Usually Tisha B'Av falls out during the week, and it's a little easier to start to feel a day. But this year, we're going from Shabbos into Tisha B'Av. So I don't know if anyone here went to Poland before coming out for Pesach, but a lot of people have this. A lot of people have this minhag. When you come back from seminary yeshiva, you go to Poland, and in some places in Poland, you have this double standard. You know, in one place you go to Auschwitz and you can't stop crying, and 10 minutes later you're dancing by the Kutzker Rebbe's kever, or you're singing a very happy song. It's a very going. The emotions are going back and forth. Here it's like you're going from the whole Shabbos and Mir Hashem going to Mashiach, but if, at the end of the day, if that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, it's a very hard thing to be able to do. So hopefully, by understanding what this Shabbos is all about, it'll make us really appreciate the uniqueness of this Shabbos. We all know that every single Shabbos brings bracha to the week. The Zohar says that all bracha that comes from that's going to happen during the week, meaning if a person has a big test, if a person has a shidduch date, if a person has a very important meaning, the koach for that meaning, the koach for that goodness to come into the world, it comes from the Shabbos before. Everything comes from the Shabbos before. You know, we say in the Chodori that the Shabbos is called Mekor HaBracha. It's the source of blessing. So the Shabbos is the Mekor of everything. So if we know that Chazal tell us that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, so it says the Ohr of Yisrael, the Abter Rebbe, the holiest Shabbos of the entire year, holier than Shabbos Shuvah, holier than Shabbos HaGodol, holier than any other Shabbos in the entire year, Shabbos Shkalim, whatever it is Shabbos Chazon, this Shabbos. Why? Because as we just said, if every Shabbos that we know that the Zohar says every Shabbos has the koach of the bracha for the entire week, that means this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, has the koach of Mashiach. It has the ability, it has the bracha of Mashiach in it. That's why it's called Shabbos Chazon. Zach Rosen today asked me more Shabbat today, or in Masorah, he's in a lot of camps, but in Marsha, he asked me today, why is it called Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of Siyan? So I said, I don't know, I haven't really looked it up, but on a very simple level, it's a very easy thing to be able to say, that even though we might find ourselves in a Tisha, but we know at the end of the day, we know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We know there's something good is going to, we know that there's something good is going to come out of it. Everyone here knows the famous Gemara in Makos, that Rabbi Akiva was once standing on the mountain, and right by the Har Bayis was burning, and Rabbi Kiva was laughing, and all the other Tanayim were crying, and they asked him, Rabbi Kiva, why are you laughing? And he asked them, why are you crying? And they said back to Rabbi, why are you laughing? And they said, why are you crying? And they said, why are we crying? The base of Mitzvahs is in flames. Why? How are we not crying? So Rabbi Kiva said, that's exactly why I'm laughing, because there's two prophecies. There's a prophecy, there's a nevuah by Yirmiyahu HaNavi that the base of Mitzvahs will burn. And now that I see the Beis HaMikdash is going to burn, I know that the other prophecy is going to come true. I know that at the end of the day, that it's going to be okay. If I see the destruction itself is the sign that I know there's going to be blessing. That I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So this Shabbos, everyone's saying, "Oh, I'm worrying about Tisha B'Av, I'm worrying about my shoes." I'm talking straight to myself. This Shabbos is the holy Shabbos of the year. It has the koach of Mashiach. We have the ability of the Shabbos to be able to. There's a innate ability on our own simple levels to be able to understand that we have the ability that every single thing that we do over the Shabbos is going to bring Kedusha into the world. Even in the middle of nowhere in Guilford, New York, every year Shabbos Chazon comes here. We bring tremendous light into the world. I just want to read you guys a couple lines from my Rebbe's Sefer, Rabbi Baruch Simon, the Imri Baruch. Listen to this Lashon, he says from the Tiferet Shlomo. We said this last week. We always say in Lechadori, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Habacha, how great is the dwelling place in the valley of tears. So he says that that's not the way to read the pasuk. The read it feel Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Habacha, that how great is the settling or the sitting of in the middle of tears, in the middle of the valley of tears. He says you have to read it Rav Lach Shabbos Be'emek Habacha. How great are the Shabboses in the valley of tears. Listen to what he says. Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek Habacha. Yimei Hamitzorim ben Yudid Zayim Tammuz leTisha B'Av, the 3 weeks in between the 70th of Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, Hema Emek HaBracha. These are the valleys of depth. This is what Rosh Shlomo Alkabetz is referring to in Lechadori. So tomorrow night when we say these words, we have to have this in mind. V'oz Rav Lach Shabbos. And then Davka in the middle of the 3 weeks, that's where the great Shabbos take place.
Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, Bimei HaMitzvah, Hu Yoser Godem Mikol Yom HaShana. Dafka, these three Shabbos, and now the end, the last Shabbos, the Achron Chaviv of the last Shabbos has tremendous kedusha in it. Mimnei Shi Bimei HaChol Godel HaTzar Lachein B'Shabbos Kodesh Nisraba HaSimcha L'Mala.
As you said before, the more pain during the week, the greater the gain on the Shabbos. Right? We said that there's, when a person's going through tremendous pain, we didn't say this, but everyone knows, when a person has a hard day, and the next morning he has a good day, it makes him appreciate that good day so much more. This week, yesterday, I had a very, very hard day. I was dealing with three very, very hard issues. Very, 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 very difficult. Very, very difficult. When you go today and you have like a half hour, an hour to breathe, it makes you just appreciate having the time just to have normalcy. I remember, I'm not sure if everyone here knows this, my wife, a year and a half ago, was in and out of four or five different hospitals in an amount of 3 months. 3.5 months. That was bad. They're in and out of 3.5 months. Oh, we lost the queue? It's okay. They're in and out of 3.5 hospitals for 3.5 months. It was very, very tough. At the end of the day, when Baruch Hashem, when everything got back to normal, it made you appreciate just normal life. No news is good news, right? So maybe on our own level, maybe, this Shabbos, to be able to say, you know what? I'm not in Yerushalayim. I'm not in the Eretz Yisrael where I was the entire year. But right now, I have the ability to be able to do whatever I can to be able to tap into Shabbos. Whether that means in Zmiros, or whether that means in Davening, whether that means talking to kids. There's so many, kids are just looking, they're looking for a Kesher. They're looking for a relationship. And I'll be very honest, in the position that I'm in, when I'm constantly trying to tell people what to do, it's very, very hard. You guys have such a tremendous zchus, and I'm jealous. I'm mamish jealous. You guys have that opportunity, and I'm giving mussar to myself right now, just because we're me and Shuli are, and Tamar, Lisa, and Josh, we're running the show. That doesn't give us an excuse not to try to build up the kesher. But for people, you know, for the counselors especially, it's, you guys have such great opportunities to be able to help out every single kid on their own level. I'm going to read you guys a line. I'm not sure if I said this last time, but I think I might have said it after the shir. The Zera Kodesh is the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. And he has a question. And we say in Shmon Eser, and we say in benching, Uvnei Osa Bekarav B'Yamenu, that you should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash, we commemorate the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. He says, why are we always talking about Bekarav B'Yamenu speedily in our days? Just say Bekarav. Uvnei Osa Bekaros. Build the Beis HaMikdash now. What's B'Yamenu in our days? Why Davka that extra word? So listen to what he says here. Uvneos abikaru biyaminu. Why dafka biyaminu? Shetivas biyaminu. Mashmal beemsos yaminu. Zera Kodesh says that when we say biyaminu, we're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu that you should use our days, use our actions, use our tefillah, use our chesed, use the things that we're doing, and that should cause the geula. Uvneos abikaru biyaminu. Kilomar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bones Yerushalayim ayidei maaseim hatovim shal Yisrael shbechol yom v'yom. Hashem rebuilds Jerusalem. He rebuilds Yerushalayim. He rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash through our actions, through the good things that we do. Ki bechol yom v'yom, kishadam over oso yisbarach. When he or she serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu on their own level, not looking at other people's Shmon Esrei's, or not looking at that person's sneers, I'm focusing on my avodas Hashem. I don't care what anyone else is doing. Yesh mani bone Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash yesh bone b'yom echad shura shlema. You're putting a row. You're putting a stone. You're putting another pillar into the Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Rebbe say? He says sometimes we think that a little Shmon Esrei here or a little Chesed here, we think that it doesn't do anything. The Rebbe is telling us, we say Uvnei Osa Bekarav B'Yaminu. Chazal who brought down the Ruach HaKodesh, the Tefillah. This Tefillah we say in Shmon Esrei and benching. Uvnei Osa Bekarav B'Yaminu. Our days matter. Our actions matter. Our tefillahs matter. This Shabbos matters. Everything matters. One comment matters. Everything has its effect when it comes down to it. So just to be able to close up, and then we'll close with the story. We start off saying, end of the day, this year is a very, very, it's an interesting year because we're going from a Shabbos into a Tisha B'Av. But we know at the end of the day, there's always a tunnel. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And even if we go through a Shabbos, an amazing Shabbos, and we don't hear the shofar being blown right after Shabbos, when we say Baruch Ma'adi V'Kodesh Shechol, the whole day Tisha B'Av, we know at the end of the day we're going to be crying, or we're going to be saying stories about whatever it is and going through everyone's hardships, and and everyone's challenges. But at the end of the day, we know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We know that the Shabbos is the koach of Mashiach. As we know from the Zohar says that all bracha comes from the Shabbos before. And mamish, this Shabbos matters. And that's what we saw from the Rav Shitzur Rebbe. He said, why do we say, Bikarav B'yomenu? We say, speedily in our days. We're telling Hashem, not in our days, but with our days. Using our days. Our days matter. Our tefillah matters. Just to be able to close the story. I'm sure you've heard of the Chozo of Lublin. The Chozo of Lublin was one of the great Hasidic masters. And I believe his name was Rav Yaakov Yosef. I'm not sure what his first name was, but his yahrzeit happens to be Tisha B'Av. His yahrzeit, Tisha B'Av, tomorrow night. Listen to the story that Rav Weinberger once said from the Chozo of Lublin. It's one of those stories that you never forget. It was before Yantif. Not sure which Yantif it was. And the minute about the Rebbe was that he would always have a line for people to be able to give the Rebbe a haircut. And whoever the Rebbe chose, that was going to be the person who was going to give the Rebbe a haircut. I think it was before Pesach Shavuos, I'm not sure which one. And it was Erev Yontif in the morning of, and they had a whole line. And every single time someone would start the chot, that was the test. They would start cutting the hair. The Rebbe screamed out, "Oh, get out of here. No, not this one. And it happened 5, 10, 20 people. And it was getting really out of hand. Really out of hand. There was no one left on the line. And the Hasidim were like, they started to walk around the town looking. And they saw this guy with a sign. And it looked like a bum on the street. And it said, like, "I'm a barber. I'm a barber doctor" on the sign. So I don't know who this guy is. Let's see who he is. Said, "Are you a barber, sir?" He said, "Yeah, I'm a barber." And they bring him to the Rebbe. He said, "Rebbe, I don't know who this guy is, but maybe let's give it a shot." And he takes his scissors and he puts his first clip down. And the Rebbe says, "What a machai! What an enjoyment! What an enjoyment!" And he finishes up the Rebbe's haircut. And every single time, the Rebbe's saying, "Thank you so much, Mamish, helping me going into Yontif." So now this guy runs off, and it's Hasidim. No, want to know who this guy is. Like, this guy definitely has a story. This guy has a secret, and we're going to find out about it, who he is. And he was being very reluctant telling him. He said, "No, I'm sorry, I can't tell you who I am. Like, I'm at home." So the way Rav Weinberger said is, whenever you want to get a secret out of a Jew, you take him to the local bar. Take him to the local L'chaim, the local Kiddush station. And they gave him, you know, one water, and he looked the other way, and they put a little thing in his drink. And after a couple of drinks, they started to ask him, I'm not telling anyone to do this, God forbid. But after a couple of drinks, they asked him, who are you? Like, why did the Rebbe Davka take your haircut and no one else? He started to say the following story. He said, "I don't have any family. I'm an only child. I didn't get married. In the town over, what happened was, the Tsar had this certain decree, and there was a Jewish guy who got into a lot of trouble in business. I knew he had a very big family, and I knew that if he got hit 5-10 makos, he was done. He would be done with his family. It would be finished for him. So when the Tsar and all his soldiers started looking for this guy, I was the guy, and I told him it was me. I was the person who got in trouble, and they gave me lash after lash, laugh after lash, and I'm a little bit of a stronger guy than this guy, but that's what happened." So the Hasidim went back to the Rebbe, and they said that, and the Rebbe obviously knew who this person was. The Rebbe felt that the obviously saw from this person. It's not stam that the Chozo of Lublin, they say from the Chozo of Lublin that he will look at your forehead. That's what he's called, the Seer of Lublin. Shabbos Chazon. It's not stam. Maybe he was known as the Chozeh, and his yahrzeit is Mamish on Tisha B'Av. There's a connection between Shabbos Chazon and Tisha B'Av. That the Chozeh will be able to look at your face, he'll be able to tell you anything about you. Anything, everything about you. So Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, on our own level, to be honest, we're not holding on where the Chozeh of Lublin is holding. We'll be able to realize that every single thing that we do matters. This Shabbos matters. Every Zemer matters. Even if it's going to be hot in the dining room, or it's going to be raining, or we're trying to get kids into curfew, everything matters. Hopefully, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, we'll all take upon ourselves to try to be a little more loving this Shabbos, a little more caring, a little more sensitive, just like that Jew who took that beating for that other Jew, make sure that he would be able to survive, to be able to go on with his life. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, that all the brach from this week, we have the koach of Mashiach, or through our small actions, we'll be able to bring a tremendous Yeshua to all of Klal Yisrael. We'll be able to dance together with all of Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim HaKodesh speedily in our days. Uvnei Osa, B'karov b'yameinu, b'ezaz Hashem Yisbarach. Have a beautiful Shabbos.